the Lehigh Valley Arts Council is presenting an expo of creative learning and exploring the arts, meeting instructors, activities and crafts, performances, and more. It's free admission on Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus in Center Valley. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Randall Fort is the executive director of the Lehigh Valley Arts Council.
The Young and Art Program, this is our third, and we've seen it grow quite significantly. I think the first year we had about 325 parents and children show up, and then last year we had 800. So we expanded the floor plan in order to accommodate even more this year. It'll be done at Penn State Lehigh Valley on Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 2 p.m., and it's free and open to the public. We have 25 vendors representing various arts disciplines, and then three staging areas where each of the vendors has an opportunity to do an extended demonstration or performance in order to highlight what their specialties are in terms of the classes and summer camps that they offer. And people can get lunch there for their kids, and it's a fun day. There's a lot of various arts activities. Each of the vendors has something planned for the families when they visit them at their individual booths and tables. And the kids get a little scavenger hunt map. If they stop at 10 or more of the stations, they get a little prize before they leave. People seem to enjoy themselves. I think last year we determined that most of the families stayed an average of an hour to an hour and 15, 20 minutes, which is quite a length of time. So they were having a good time, which was nice.
And it's the idea of children that maybe don't know if they're artists yet.
It becomes sort of a one-stop shop for parents. They can see what they get excited about, because there's dance organizations, visual arts organizations, theaters, music, literary arts. There's, you know, each of the disciplines is represented. And the parents get a chance to talk to the organizations, and they see how their kids respond. They get a chance to see how these teachers interact with their kids. So it's an opportunity to sort of explore the diversity that we have here in the arts community in the Lehigh Valley. So it serves not only the parents and their kids, it also serves the arts organizations as well. And they get to network among themselves and hopefully build relationships of cooperation so that they help promote each other moving forward. So it's kind of an exciting day for us.
The young students thinking, well, it's more for the parents, and maybe they don't know a lot about the arts, but they want to bring their children out. But it seems to be a lot about the artists being able to come out.
Sure, absolutely. And I don't know if parents recognize all the various talents that their kids have. They get an opportunity to see what excites their kids when they visit the various booths and stuff, which is nice, which is very nice.
And at first I was thinking, yeah, it was more of visual artists, but it's anything that's under your tent. So it's really a great festival for all the arts in the valley. And
what was interesting, I've been doing this for nearly 19 years now, and occasionally, more than occasionally, we would get calls from parents asking about organizations that offer various arts classes. And of course, we would reference the arts calendar, which we have a section as far as arts camps, etc. But we thought, now this would be a great opportunity to get all of these groups sort of together. And it would make it a lot easier for the parents to shop around if, you know, there's a number of them present. So I think everybody wins, which is the idea.
I'm just looking down the list of organizations that are going to be there. It's everybody you would think of in the valley. People, I mean, all from Allegro Dance to Touchstone and everything in between.
Nurture Nature is going to be there out of Easton. That's the science and art organization. I mean, there's things happening as far as the variety that's there.
Nature and dance, and probably some sculpting and probably some dancing or some acting in there.
And we encourage the organizations to take advantage of this opportunity. We host a workshop with a professional marketer to introduce them to how to have the best booth ever. What do you know, give them a sense of what are they trying to achieve? How are they going to collect data? What kind of takeaways are they giving to the parents and to the kids? Because most of these organizations have never attended a sort of trade fair or exposition, which they have to deal directly with parents one-on-one. So this prepares them so they walk away with some skill sets as well. We also evaluate the experience afterwards, talk about how they can further their communication into the community.
Randall Forte is Executive Director of the Lehigh Valley Arts Council and is inviting you to the Young at Art Expo of Creative Learning on Saturday, March 10th from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Penn State Lehigh Valley campus in Center Valley. For more information, lvartscouncil.org/youngatart. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.